Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. We'll have Bill Littlefield's latest commentary for you in just a moment. But first, here's a look at some of the things coming up on this weekend's show. The Kansas City Royals are having a good season. General manager Dayton Moore sat down with reporter Greg Eklund to talk about it. If the Royals continue on their current pace, they'll make the playoffs for the first time since 1985. And at the U.S. Open, fans actually cheer during the action in violation of tennis tradition and all that is holy. We'll look at the chances of loud crowds becoming the norm in tennis. In the city of Oakland, it took 80 years, but the city has recently overturned its ban on pinball. And we'll look at that and a tournament that spawned out of that change in rules. Only a Game's Karen Given will introduce us to Kaz Grala. He's 15 years old and the youngest full-time driver on NASCAR's K&N Pro East Series. And with the regular seasons for high school and pro football about to begin, we'll hear from Pro Football Hall of Famer Ozzie Newsome. I spoke to the Baltimore Ravens general manager after his recent induction into the National High School Hall of Fame. Elsewhere in the NFL, on Saturday during a preseason game, Denver Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker suffered a concussion. That's his third in the past 10 months. The news has Bill Littlefield wondering how many is too many.
The headline for Monday's USA Today story on one of the NFL's most accomplished receivers should have caught the attention of anyone with connections to a football player. It read, "Retirement not been brought up for concussed Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker." The quoted material is courtesy of Denver Broncos head coach John Fox. Wes Welker suffered his third concussion in 10 months during a preseason game on Saturday. And according to the story, there is optimism that Welker will play against the Indianapolis Colts on September 7th, which would be 15 days after that third concussion. Coach Fox was responding to a question. Had the possibility been discussed that Welker, who has been playing in the NFL since 2004, might retire rather than risk a fourth concussion in less than a year? That has not been brought up at all, said Coach Fox. Hey, Coach, why don't you bring it up? Why not remind Wes Welker that perhaps he has little left to prove? He's been named the Pro Bowl 5 times and played in 2 Super Bowls. You might mention that he set franchise records for a receiver while he was with the New England Patriots. And then you might point out to Wes Welker that the more concussions one suffers, the more likely one is to suffer concussions and the attendant consequences. Hey, Commissioner Goodell, maybe you should bring it up. Maybe your alleged concern for player safety should provoke you to drop Wes Welker an email, suggesting that a guy with 10 years in the league might want to cash out rather than put his head out there for somebody to hammer again. Wes Welker is entitled to make his own decisions, but I hope the high school coaches across our football-loving nation can resist the impulse to make bulletin board material of that USA Today article in which a coach dismisses an implicit suggestion that perhaps a player who has suffered 3 concussions within 10 months should rethink his commitment to football. It may be that Wes Welker will sit out just 2 weeks following that third concussion. What would that translate to for a high school player who'd suffered his first brain injury, especially if that player had a gung-ho coach, the kind of coach who, when asked if he'd be benching a player out of concern for the health of that player's brain, might say, "That has not been brought up at all."
During the week, don't forget to check out Only a Blog at onlyagame.org. We're sharing all kinds of sports content that you won't hear in the show. That's Only a Blog at onlyagame.org. Thanks for listening.